I was home recently, sitting on watching television, and my 4-year-old daughter was next to me on the sofa, and she was rubbing her hand to my hair like that, and looking into my ears. The next thing she says to me, "Daddy, have you died already?" as you can imagine, I was a bit taken aback. I decided I'd use the line in the poem, and this is the poem, very depressing, but it's called Middle Age. But when she said it to me that day, I don't know how my middle age yet, but when she said it to me that day, I definitely felt it. So this is the poem. Middle Age. Have you died already? Your rippled grey side locks, ruffled dried out hair, thinning to threads, ash white wisps cluster in your ears, mustard tinged eyes, slowly drooping or never bright. You hide black fillings behind cracked enamel, greet colleagues with a tight-lipped smile. Yellow and grey are your colours now, they teach you a lesson every day. Feels like you've only just grown up, and the world is positing your retirement options. At last, you know it doesn't matter what they think. But you are growing invisible, fading from the room. Check shirt, brown cords, a little plump. Were you reading there?
Musicians that died or were tragically cut off prime at 27, and I've added Amy to the list. She's fourth. The first one is Jimi Hendrix. Voodoo child blasted into sound from Seattle to the stratosphere. Comet pulsing purple haze. Peeled wah-wah from pedalboard, slashed with nails and teeth, writs burnt off the spangled night before death welled up in his throat. And this is Janet Stockton, who also died at 27. No one could hold Mother Earth's child, frail and forlorn in Avalon, tossing her wild, long hair in a swirling, high-pitched wail. She screamed the cosmic blues, flew full tilt into the void. And Jim Morrison, another member of the club. Singed by darting flames, a lizard leaps through iron doors closing in his face. No longer waiting for the sun, he tears the layers that hide him from himself. In Père Lachaise, an empty vault waits for the reptile to return. And finally, Amy. She lived a scorch-marked life, pushed shyness to the bottom of a glass. Her trademark beehive and those jazz tattoos chimed with her sultry white soul voice. 5 Grammys, and this fragile waif kept saying no to rehab. Now she is back to black.
They were finally announcing there was an election before the last election. So it was more kind of venting a little It's called Shepherds and Wolves in the World of Sheep. The shepherd has changed in recent years. His nose is much longer. He now has long ears. His bite is now worse than the sound of his bite. Who out there can save us from these little tears? He seems indifferent, unperturbed at our grief. When one of us goes missing, he can't find the thief. We're running around, we're all in a state. Who's going to come to fix our fate? Something feels wrong in the world where we live. We comply with the rules our shepherd would give. To think for ourselves is not the work of a sheep. Maybe tomorrow will be better after a sleep. However it is, I should be okay until the time comes when I can no longer say, because then I have fallen to the beast of the wood, dressed as a shepherd, saying it's for my own good. Then it will be, I'm afraid, all too late, and all I can do is accept my fate. As change is not something a sheep can achieve, to be something else you must first believe. Then once after sleeping with this thought in my head, my anger transformed the ills from my bed. I woke up one morning with the heart of a lion, thinking about sheep is them never trying to bring about change in the world where they dwell. I won't listen to shite those bastard wolves tell. To anyone willing to swallow their pill, beware, their kind of portion is likely to kill. Play your part for the land that you love. Don't look to others nor inspiration above. Get off your ass, be interested in life. Don't dare complain when there's trouble or strife. Are you part of the solution or part of the cause? It's time to be counted. You can't press the pause. Our evolution can be spelt with an R. By using your voice and your feet, you can raise the bar. Care enough to want to engage. Don't be afraid to let out your rage. Make your protest. It's the least you must do to keep them somewhere honest in the service of you, a true citizen of the state.
Simon. Simon's very quickly becoming a regular host. A round of applause. The infinity within. Her eyes are to her soul what flying drops of pure water are to bright sunlight. They capture it, hold it in glowing translucent azure, and allow me for a moment to see it as it is. The river swells and spies the sea glimmering as she lies in the far off horizon sight, and life begins to move, and infinity begins. From there to here, where near and clear meets salted sea, clouded, loud like love, and the hand of seasons there, hiding meaning in its palm from all hope and reason, shrouded in mud, waiting out its wild prime. But time is time and passes like every cloud that ever hid the sun and causes to forget that it was there at all, somewhere shining. Flying drops of clear water that slip from tips of welling swells at sea are to that sea what you or I or he or she may be, to where we came from or may yet see when free of dreaming deemed to be all that there is for now. And so the clouds pass and move fast, inland redirected, with the old cold seawater steam that rose up from the sea, a river resurrected. Having met beat down sun in sheets, as she looked down beneath, and battered bright her eyes eternal. A pounding cloud looks down upon a river below beckoning and feels solace in the intimated embrace. And then life begins to move, and infinity begins. A bright, clear drop flies to a sky of silent sunlight. Her eyes are to her soul, but flying drops of clear water are to bright sunlight. They capture it, fold it in glowing, translucent azure, and allow me for a moment to see it as it is. In feeling the sunlight on her face without ever having to open her eyes, she knows that the sun exists. And in seeing her soul alight in her eyes, an old truth slips, a a mystery rests by my side of a morning. Like love, shining within the translucent azure, the inner eyes begins the infinity within.